This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun.
On a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday. I am here. Yes, we're going to do a Medal of Honor Tuesday an hour from now because I missed yesterday. It's a long story. I'm not going into the details. Look, it's going to happen, okay? So I don't want any more accusations of part-time. And boy, do we have some stuff to talk about tonight. We'll get to the Alvin Bragg New York stuff here in just a moment. We're going to talk about the scariest thing yet, but very predictable from the FBI. We're going to talk about getting out, getting red, and why. We're going to talk about election cheating. There's a lot of talk about that. Blue areas, corporations suffering for bad decision-making in the hiring process, and so much more. There's so much we're going to get to tonight. But I want to get here first. There's something about the era in which we've lived that has spoiled us, and we don't realize we're spoiled. I'm spoiled, you're spoiled. And this is what I'm talking about. We live currently, or we have lived, in an era and an area where laws matter. Law and order matters. And I understand the criminal justice system has always been messed up because every criminal justice system is messed up. It's difficult for a society to deal with crime and punishment and things like that. It's just always been a challenge for every society. But you, an American, me, an American, I have lived 41 years in a nation of laws. There were laws. You can do this, you can't do that. The government can do this, they can't do that. You could. And even if you're sitting there rolling your eyes saying, Jesse, are you kidding me? There have never been laws, or they've always violated it. No, hear me out. Hear me out. You're right. There have always been ways around it. There's always been two standards. But I want you to do me a favor. Let's just zoom out from all the stories of the day. Let's take a 30,000-foot view of history right now. Think about this. Think about how many people have lived and still currently live, depending on where you are in the world, in an area where only the strong survive. areas, how many areas to this day are run by warlords? You can go to any number of African countries to this day. And if you are an African citizen in a specific area, there's no constitution, there's no laws, there's no state, local, and federal, there's no you can do this, you can't do that. You know what your laws are? Whatever the warlord in that given area decides are the rules, and he can change his mind every 5 minutes. You will live your life, sadly, probably your entire life, in a society, if you're in one of these warlord nations, where you don't know what the future brings. Right and wrong is subjective. Laws are subjective. You will live under the thumb of the man who possesses the most killing power. And maybe you're sitting there saying, well, yeah, but that's Africa. No, that's most of the history of the world. Most, I'm actually doing a lot of reading right now about European history post-Roman fall. I realize the Byzantines were still going on and they consider themselves Romans, but post-Roman fall. And you know what's crazy about it? Is you can't keep track of who's in charge at what given time, because they were always fighting, and it was always just whoever the most powerful. Oh, the Franks are here, and the Carolingians are here, and these guys are here, and they took over this, and they took over that. And you know what determined, if you were a civilian there, you know what determined what the rules would be in your society? Which army cut the most people's heads off the previous season? Now, congratulations, you live under the laws of the powerful. It is probably my favorite historical quote of all time, but it's such an appropriate historical quote for where we're about to go. And I'm going to go into that how this applies to today in just a second. But during a time where there was all kinds of political upheaval in Rome, Pompey Magnus, the great Pompey Magnus, people do not realize he was known as Pompey the Great. He was a legendary general. He was a legend in Roman times. They don't know him because he's only remembered for getting his butt kicked by Caesar at the end. But Pompey Magnus was the man. And there was all this political upheaval, and he was going around taking things from people and killing people. And somebody pulled up to him. Hey, you can't do this. This is against Roman law. And I'm paraphrasing that, but I'm not paraphrasing this part. Pompey Magnus looked him dead in the eye and told him, do not quote laws to men with swords. I think it's time we mentally prepare ourselves that we're going into a time where that's really how we're going to live. Now, I'm not talking about warlords riding the American countryside, but I'm talking about a completely post-law America where you live will determine whether there are any rules at all. Alvin Bragg of New York City. Alvin Bragg just gave U.S. Congress a big middle finger. He's suing Congress. Congress provides the funding for Alvin Bragg's investigation. And they looked at Alvin Bragg and they said, hey, you want to try to justify this Trump arrest? You don't arrest anyone else. You want to try to justify the Trump arrest? Alvin Bragg didn't say sorry. Alvin Bragg didn't back off. Alvin Bragg said, no, I don't think I will. Judge, there's an abortion pill. Don't worry, I'm not going to go off on abortion again, but there's an abortion pill out there. And in case you don't know it, it's pretty rough. It's a two-step pill. Women die from it all the time taking it. Ladies, you should be aware if you're thinking about it. It's extremely dangerous. You take it, it kills the baby that's growing inside of you, and then you take another one, and it flushes all that out of your system. I'm not going to go into the details. I got kids listening. But a judge just shot it down. Federal judge suspends FDA abortion pill approval. Okay, so that's a federal judge. That's the law. Now you have to go through an appeals process and stuff, right? You should go through an appeals process. I'm going to play AOC for you right now. And before you roll your eyes and dismiss her, remember, she's going to be in Congress or the Senate of New York for probably the next 30 to 40 years. This human being is going to be one of the most politically powerful human beings in the United States of America, very likely Speaker of the House one day. A judge just ruled. Boom. Judge is ruling. Law, right? Well, not in the new America.
But I do not believe that the courts have the authority to have the authority over the FDA that they just asserted. And I do believe that it creates a crisis.
Judge made a ruling. Judge is very clearly over the FDA. That's a fact, right? No. I don't acknowledge his authority. Here's the HHS secretary. And keep in mind, this kind of radical talk, it's not your liberal Aunt Peggy. It's not the radical street communist. It's the highest level of power.
But are you taking it off the table that you will recommend the FDA ignore a ban?
Everything is on the table. The president said that way back when the Dobbs decision came out. Every option is on the table.
But I do not believe that the courts have the authority to...
Everything's on the table. I don't believe the courts have the authority. Do not quote laws to men with swords. Now, when I tell you things, like when I was yelling at everybody, stay out of New York City with your protest. When I was yelling that at people, I got a lot of pushback. Jesse, are you scared? Jesse, that's my First Amendment rights. I have a right as an American. Brother, you're quoting laws to men with swords. You don't understand what time it is. There's not laws. I can't believe we're here, and this saddens me that we're here. But do you know that now, whenever I hear the Constitution brought up, you know, I roll my eyes instinctively. Whenever anyone brings it up, oh gosh, here we go again, the Constitution. Because what does it matter? What does the Constitution matter if the other side completely ignores it? As if it doesn't even exist. And even if they would acknowledge that it is the sovereign law of the land, and it is the supreme law of the land, they would simply move on from that and say, okay, well, I don't care about the supreme law of the land. And yet you will have people still, and I think it's more of a nostalgia thing than anything else, you will have people still say things like, it's my First Amendment rights. What First Amendment? They just sent some guy to federal prison for 10 years for posting memes at Hillary Clinton. You think you have a First Amendment? I'm sorry, it's not 1970 anymore. Do not quote laws to men with swords, all right? Now, along those exact same lines, speaking of Bragg and the FBI and men with swords, the scariest story yet coming out just came out on the FBI, and we'll discuss that in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to your financial well-being. I had a meeting this morning, actually a breakfast, really nice breakfast with guys who are creating this parallel economy, creating a new avenue, and part of what they're creating is finance, and finance in some way. And I said, why? And they said, because all this finance out there, all these big investment banks and things like that, they all hate our guts now. We have to create something new. This is part of why I've told you to weave gold and silver in your IRA and 401k. It's really necessary right now to protect yourself, to protect your wealth, and get gold and silver coins in your physical possession so that no matter what, you will always have the ability to purchase goods and services. Call 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call, okay? They'll take care of you, I promise. 833-995-GOLD. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I can't wait anymore. I was going to do this later on in the show. We'll get back to the quoting laws, the men with swords thing, but I have to confess something to Chris and Michael. I probably should have told you before the show, but let's just have it out right here, all right? So just trust me, we're going to get back to all the dire news, but for the longest time, long-time listeners of the show will know, I have lamented that when you order extra cheese on a pizza, you do not get extra cheese. You don't get extra cheese. You don't. I know pizza companies. I know what you do. You throw a couple extra shards on there or shreds or whatever you call it. And then you take my money, but you don't deliver on the extra cheese. I know you don't. I know you don't. Because it's such a hard thing to prove too. How do I call you pizza company and say, hey, you didn't give me extra cheese when my pizza's still covered in cheese? So I had an idea today, and I figured out how to ensure that you get extra cheese. I had to test this idea on Chris and Michael, and my theory worked fine, and now I need to tell you guys because I feel dishonest. I ordered pizzas for us here at the studio. One was for me, one was for Chris and Michael. So what I did, in anticipation of them trying to take advantage of me, I ordered my pizza with extra cheese and their pizza with normal cheese, thus forcing the pizza company to know I will be able to have a visual side-by-side representation of two different pizzas. That's how you get extra cheese, order another one for the kids or whatever, without it. Then the pizza company knows it must deliver on its promise to put more extra cheese on your pizza. There's your life hack. You want extra cheese? Got to order an extra pizza without it. Sorry, guys. My pizza was delicious. I hope yours was okay. All right, back to this. Do not quote laws to men with swords. Chris brought up a good point during the break. He brought up the Geneva Convention. Geneva Convention absolutely outlaws things like human shields. Kids. Can't hold kids up as human shields. Terrorists do it all the time. Shoot, it's stated policy in Palestine. Why? Well, they don't care about the Geneva Convention. During World War II, you know, I'm a World War II freak, especially the Pacific part of it. People were horrified all the time by how the Japanese were treating people they'd conquered and treating prisoners of war. And they were always bringing up to the Japanese, hey, well, what about this is against the laws of war, or against this and against that. And the Japanese were constantly telling them, well, I don't care. What's that mean to me? That is the domestic time we're going into in this nation. Mainstream thought in the Democratic Party at the highest levels. Mainstream thought is, just ignore the judge.
But I do not believe that the courts have the authority to have the authority over the FDA that they just asserted. And I do believe that it creates a crisis.
Which brings me to the newest thing about the FBI. I brought up that I had breakfast this morning. I brought it up last segment. I brought up that I had breakfast with guys who are, don't worry, I'm going to tell you more going forward as I can, who are extremely interested and committed to creating essentially a separate parallel society within this nation. All legal, but separate businesses, separate areas, separate this, separate that. And I know, and that's why they met with me. They know I'm big on that, and I talk about that all the time. And I know that gets pushed back as well. And I understand why. I understand why the communists don't want to let us go, but I understand why you might push back on that. There's a lot of nostalgia for, no, that sounds anti-American. That doesn't sound right. It sounds like we're giving up. It doesn't sound these things. And what I'm here to tell you is, do you remember the Cold War? At least you read about it, depending on how old you are. I mostly read about it because it was ending about the time I was 8, 9, 10 years old. But you remember the Cold War, right? Think about what the Cold War was. The Cold War was us versus the Soviet Union. Now, I want you to do me a favor as we go into this FBI stuff. I want you to think to yourself, what did the United States of America, how did it conduct itself during the Cold War when it comes to its mission? The CIA, if you were in the CIA during the Cold War, you were mission focused on what? Bringing down the Soviet Union. FBI, mission focused, rooting out these potential Russian spies, Soviet spies within our borders. Our entire economy in this country, our entire economy became more mission focused on taking on and taking down the Soviet Union. We took the mission of an entire nation, America, and we aimed it at the communists in the Soviet Union. And in the end, the Soviet Union collapsed under that. Now, think about the global war on terror. CIA, all the intelligence agencies, for the last 20 years, where what has been their mission focus? Islamic Jihad, global war on terror. Now, ISIS is all but decimated. I realize we've created a whole bunch of political unrest, but how many jihadis are now dead across the world because our mission focus was Islamic terror? As a nation state, the United States of America, that was our mission focus. You're the CIA, that's what you're going to be aimed at. You're special operations, that's what you're aimed at. FBI, go find these people, infiltrate that mosque. The entire nation aimed its sights at Islamic jihad. Now, you ready for a tough talk? Hope you've had your chalk today. Might be a tough one to hear, but we gotta have a tough talk. Now, back to the chalk thing. That really is important, by the way. It really is important that in the days to come, as we figure this out, as you and I walk through this together and we figured out what's the best thing we can do for our country and best thing we can do for our family and things like that, as we walk through this, we can't be low T weenies. We have to be strong and ready, men and women. It's going to be difficult, different times. I take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. Female vitality stack for the ladies. But even if you're not interested in those, endless natural herbal supplements of the highest quality from the most anti-communist company I know, Chalk. 35% off subscriptions. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Get you that 35% off subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, so we focused on the Soviet Union and brought it down. Focused on Islamic Jihad, killed who knows how many. Let's talk about our new focus. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now back to what we were talking about. Yeah, remember, Medal of Honor Monday is like 30 minutes from now. Back to what we were talking about. So the United States of America became mission-focused at various points during its history. At one point, we were mission-focused on defeating Germany and Japan. Put all our efforts, all the intelligence agencies, everything, went after it, destroyed them. Then it was the Soviet Union. Then it was a global war on terror. Now, it's you. And I know that's very, very difficult to hear. But this is the thing we have to wake up and acknowledge if we're going to come up with a plan on what to do, how to save ourselves and save what we can of this place. We are going to have to step into reality and acknowledge that's what we're dealing with here. Did you hear the latest from the FBI?
They were looking, the FBI in the Richmond field office was looking to put sources in churches, have informants in Catholic parishes. That's what they were looking to do. Someone needs to give them a lesson in the First Amendment. This memorandum that they put together that we now have, this memorandum talks about doing just that. And it was signed off on by two senior analysts and the chief division counsel there. How can a lawyer sign off on something like, and frankly, but for the whistleblower, I don't know that this wouldn't still be going on. And this thing was sent out to all the other field offices.
You know they're in your church already, right? Because the story of the day today is this memo. And oh my goodness, they sent out, they were going to go into Catholic church. They were going to go. That's one memo from one field office that by Jim Jordan's own admission, we only ever found out because a whistleblower came forward. So what you've just seen is just the tip. That's it. That's the tip of the iceberg. They're already in it. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is officially the Stasi. They declared war on angry school board moms when that started costing Democrats elections. And they're after your church. They are. And we have to accept and acknowledge that the mission focus of the United States of America's federal government is stopping you. They are just as focused on stopping and stomping you as they were at stopping the Soviet Union, as they were at stopping Islamic Jihad, as they were at stopping Germany and Japan and whatever other focuses they've had. They now all have adjusted their mission focus and they're all focused on you. And when you understand, accept, and acknowledge that, then you can begin to chart out some sort of a path forward. Then you will understand why I speak so loudly and so often about getting to a red state and making it redder and getting the low-T GOP in that state whipped into line and woken up. When I say things to people like you need a county sheriff in that red state who is willing to stand up for you and stand in between you and the FBI, I'm not doing an over-the-top for radio thing. I'm probably underselling it. You need a sheriff who, at the drop of a hat, will deputize your entire community to stand up to the Stasi when they come, because I promise you they're coming. The NSA is spying on you. CIA, how many, who was it? When Hunter Biden's laptop was going to risk Joe Biden's election, who was it that stepped in and just at the drop of a hat, they stepped in to run cover for Hunter Biden? The Central Intelligence Agency. Who was working to defeat Donald Trump before the election? Central Intelligence Agency, in conjunction with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We talk so much about China, and understandably so, because they're our foe on the world stage. But the real God's honest truth is America's government ain't worried about China. They're not mission focused on China. They're not making the necessary adjustments to take on China. They're making the necessary adjustments to take on you. Why do you think they have a vaccine mandate in the military? Not still. Why do you think they were so adamant about the vaccine mandate in the military? Why do you think that was? They're all young, fit people. No danger from COVID whatsoever, unless you're in the army. No danger to quit. I'm making a joke, but no danger from COVID. Why such a vaccine mandate? Well, what type of person is going to step up and say, nope, not taking that. You can't make me, not putting in my body. Is a single Democrat going to say that in this country? Of course not. The vaccine mandate was a purge. It was a hard purge of the military for a reason. Why do you think there's such a relentless, endless push to turn the military into a gay rights organization? Why do you think that was? Well, they know that the guy who's going to join, who shares your values, doesn't want to fight for the U.S. of gay. He doesn't want to fight for the rainbow flag, and he'll leave. And he did leave, and he is leaving. They're not destroying the military. They're building one with a new mission focus, and it ain't China. I just saw a video. The audio is marbled. I thought about playing it for you, but the audio is not good enough. But it's a video of a San Francisco police officer. An Asian woman just had a crime committed against her, and she wanted the officer to do something about it. And the San Francisco police officer essentially just told her to stop being racist. Who's been warning you about what's happening within the walls of the NYPD for 2-3 years now? You know how many NYPD cops and now former NYPD cops I'm friends with? I text them. I talk to them all the time. All those retirements, so many guys retiring, they had to schedule them out. Sorry, Bob, you can't retire today. Check in with us next Thursday at 1:00. Maybe we'll have some slots available. Who's retiring? The good cops. The cops who share your values. But I don't know if you've noticed, still a lot of NYPD cops running around. Who do you think they brought in? Do you think they're interested in busting all these career criminals? Or do you think they are newly mission focused on things? Different things. It's time to wake up and realize the United States of America has a mission focus. Our federal government, not the country. Our federal government has a mission focus. And it's the domestic political enemies of the Democrats. That's all there is to it. If you're on the right, you best gear up. And you churches out there listening to the sound of my voice, I don't want to interrupt your turn the other cheek sermon. I'm sure that was lovely. I know that's probably the 100th one you've given already this year. Just loving and cheek turning, loving and cheek turning. I actually saw a pastor this weekend who was laughing at people who weren't buying Bud Light because Bud Light went tranny. The pastor was mocking them. Pastor, you know they're coming for you, right? If you're not already a fed yourself, they're all through your church. You know the FBI is coming for the church, right? They're going to blow it up and break it up. They will. Hey, turn that cheek, baby. Turn that cheek. All right. Now, speaking of the FBI, I have one more of those, and we'll get to this Nashville clown show and everything else. Pro-life. I have been screamed at a lot for being too pro-life. Too pro-life. Jesse, you're too pro-life. And while I acknowledge the right should adjust its messaging so we can be more incremental with being pro-life, don't ever expect me to moderate my position on that. That's not a political position. Young babies should be protected and cherished and treasured. No, I'm not going to meet you halfway on that. Well, shouldn't we compromise? No, that's my answer. No, I will not compromise. You are welcome to. You're welcome to have whatever views you want on it. I will not compromise. I will support groups like Preborn until my dying day. Preborn is out there, not screaming at people, not attacking people, telling that scared young lady, here's an ultrasound. Come in Because when she hears that ultrasound, then she discovers she's been lied to. It's not a clump of cells. It's alive, and it's my baby. It costs preborn $28 to give that ultrasound to that young lady. Go give them $28 tonight and buy that young lady an ultrasound. Go buy a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are mission focused on Medal of Honor Monday, even though it's Tuesday. It's coming up 10 minutes and not tomato, tomato, Chris. Anyway, Medal of Honor Monday is coming up pretty soon here, and we'll get to the backlash, and we're going to get to this Tennessee clown show, and I think people are mocking the wrong person in this whole thing. We're going to do kind of a you voted for this thing. We're going to get to all that, but just let me wrap this up really quickly here. Mission focused. FBI, you know about the January 6th stuff, right? Well, here's something I think a lot of people miss about the January 6th stuff. Because it's coming out now. We have all the documents out there now that in some cases, FBI informants outnumbered the actual Patriot groups 2-1. 2-1! Again, need I remind you once again, quick side note here, that quote, Patriot group you're part of, it's infested and infected with feds because the United States of America is mission focused on you stupid freedom lovers with your guns and stuff. Now, back to what I was just saying. I think something people miss a lot, because people are well aware now that the FBI and various law enforcement agencies were very clearly involved with the January 6th stuff. But what they're missing is the FBI was involved in these groups before January 6th. Wrap your mind around that, because they've used January 6th since then to justify endless political action against the American right. Domestic terrorists. Oh my goodness. He said based. Oh, we have to stop these patriots. But what you're missing is they were focused on that group of people before January 6th ever happened. That's why they're all coming up at the January 6th trial. January 6th was simply an excuse to increase the actions they were already taking against the American right. That's the truth. And that can be tough to accept, but they were already there. When I say, again, I'm going to play this from Jim Jordan, and everyone's talking about today, I can't believe they attempted to get in the Catholic Church.
They were looking, the FBI in the Richmond field office was looking to put sources in churches, have informants in Catholic parishes. That's what they were looking to do. Someone needs to give them a lesson in the First Amendment. This memorandum that they put together that we now have, this memorandum talks about doing just that. And it was signed off on by two senior analysts and the chief division counsel there. How can a lawyer sign off on something like, and frankly, but for the whistleblower, I don't know that this wouldn't still be going on. And this thing was sent out to all the other field offices.
Okay, so I want you to wrap your mind around, I want you to think about a huge stack of paper, 3 feet high, 3 feet tall stack of paper. It's all stacked up, right? We found one of those pieces of paper. And it said the FBI was planning on infiltrating the Catholic Church. The rest of the stack of paper is still out there that we don't have whistleblowers for, that isn't in the Richmond field office. What I'm saying to you is they're not coming for your church. They're already there. This very clearly is a mission focus. Your church, your Patriot group, your Second Amendment group, one of your range buddies. They are mission focused on the American right. Now, after all that, after that hour we just had out there. Well, yes, that's actually a good point, Chris. I'm glad you said that. Remember, stay legal. That's your biggest protection. Always stay legal. The second someone in your Patriot group, like our buddy Clay Martin says in his books, the second someone in your Patriot group suggests doing anything illegal, you reject them, ignore them, reject them by text message. You always stay legal. That's why I say legal and local. Yeah. Don't believe me? Look what they did. Look what they did to Randy Weaver. Ruby Ridge, you remember that story, right? Randy Weaver, Green Beret. FBI Fed, a Fed comes up to him. Hey, will you saw off this shotgun? And gives him an illegal length. Randy Weaver saws it off, but makes it a little longer so it's legal. The Fed takes it, looks at it, hands it back and said, hey, can you saw off a little more? Randy saws off a little more. Soon the feds have surrounded his place and they're shooting his son, his wife, and his dog. They're already in your groups. No, I'm not saying this to freak you out. I'm saying this so we all are awake and aware of the mission focus of the United States federal government now. And this is why I scream from the rooftops over and over and over again, and I'm not going to stop. You have got to get out, and you have got to get to a red area and then begin fortifying it, because that red area is infested too and infected, but at least it can be salvaged. Jesse, I can't. I'm never leaving New York. My grandma's here. All right. Keep your nose clean out there, because you are in enemy territory. And it's worse than you think. And that's the thing about that. Back to that stack of paper pulled out of the big three foot high stack of paper. What don't we know? Think how scary it is, the things we do know. From the school boards to the January 6th to, gosh, your church now and everything else. That's a taste of what we do know. You remember what Cheryl Atkinson said? Remember Cheryl Atkinson? You probably don't remember. She was a great reporter for CBS, actually. And during Obama's presidency, all the media really, they went final form embarrassing themselves, slobbering over Obama every single day, except Barack Obama was a corrupt nightmare. So Cheryl Atkinson, she would actually ask him hard questions and dig in and do hard reporting on Cheryl Atkinson. You know they hacked her computer, right? Do you know that she is out there giving testimony? She gave testimony to members of Congress saying the FBI tried to plant child pornography on her husband's computer. That sound mission focused to you? Does that sound like they've identified who the enemy is, the United States federal government, and they are operating with the intention to destroy him just like they did the Soviet Union? They are. Let's wake up and be aware. All right, enough of that for a little bit. Get the Medal of Honor Monday. And then we have to address the Tennessee Clown Show. Oh, gosh, that's going to be fun. Before we get to that, here's what I want to do. I want you to know that we will be okay in the end. And you know one of the reasons we're going to be okay in the end? We've got the most comfortable footwear. You see, they're still walking around in slippers they got from Target or Walmart or something like that. You got all season slippers from MyPillow, and you got them for $25. They're normally $149.98, but now they're $120 off for a limited time. You have superior footwear. An army runs on its footwear. I think that's kind of what Napoleon said, but maybe not. Either way, go save a pile of money and get your all-season slippers from MyPillow before they sell out. They limit how many pairs you're allowed to buy. Whenever they do a closeout sale, they sell out so fast they have to limit them. I think you're limited to 10. But go and stock up for Christmas gifts and stuff, man. MyPillow.com. Oh, yeah, some sizes are already gone. Crap. Okay. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Now, please. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.